He was hoping that if the invitation is accepted, he will be greatly joyous, and still there was an undercurrent that the saint, if he is truly a saint, will reject. He will say, no, I am a simple man. I will live under the tree. This is my simple life. I have left all the world. I have renounced the world. I cannot come back to it. But the saint was really a saint. He must have been a Buddha. He said, okay. So where is the vehicle? Bring your chariot and I will come to the palace. He said, of course, when one comes to the palace, one has to come in style. Bring the chariot. The king was very massaged. This man seems to be a cheat, a fraud. It seems that he was pretending all this simplicity just to catch hold of me. But now it is too late. He has invited and he cannot go against his own words. Being a man of words, a samurai, a warrior, a great king, he said, okay, now I am caught. This man is not worth anything. He did not even reject once. He should have rejected. He had to bring the chariot, but he was no more happy. He was not joyous. But the saint was very happy. He sat in the chariot like a king. And the king sat in the chariot very sad, looking a little silly. And people were watching on the streets, what is happening? The naked fakir. And he was really sitting like an emperor. And the king was looking very poor compared to this man. And he was so joyous, so bouncing with ecstasy. And the more he was ecstatic, the more the king was becoming sad. That now how to get rid of this man? I have caught in his net on my own. All those detectives and spies are fools. They could not see that this man has a plan. As if he was sitting under that tree for years, so that the king becomes impressed. All these ideas came into the head of the king. The king has arranged the best room for the saint. If he was to come, but he was not believing that he will ever come. You see the split of the human mind. You go on doing one thing, you go on expecting something else. If the man was cunning, he would have simply denied. He would have said, no. If you take money to Vinoba Bhave, he closes his eyes. And deep down in you see, now this is a saint. You bring the money to me and I will take the money and I will not thank you even. Then you will be very much shocked that what kind of man is this? I was moving in the Impala. And people started writing to me that you should not move in the Impala. I said, that is true. So I told Lakshmi, find out something else, something better. Because Impala is in America just the plumber's car. So Lakshmi has brought a Buick. Now people are saying, are you going to move in the Buick? I told Lakshmi, this won't do. Find out something better. Because Buick is the pimp's car in America. So now Lakshmi is bringing a Cadillac.
Pray for strength now. father of Moses too, overcame man's evil devices. I dedicate my song for you. Black woman, black woman,
Yes, hello, 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 and welcome to a brand new episode of My House in Your House. I hope you had a great summer vacation. Well, it's still summer, so keep enjoying the good weather. I think it's just more fun when the sun is shining and you can go to the beach and you can have a dip, whether it's skinny or not. Echo and I just went to have a little evening swim. And yeah, here we are on the pod.
Pod, 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 pod. Pod, 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 pod.
Flapping ears, and let's get on with a little bit of Oskar Sala. I went to a museum in Berlin and I saw his space organ looking instrument. He calls it a Mixtur Trautonium. And he invented it in 1930.
Impressive.
This episode is a mix of something to ease into the rest of the year. Hopefully a good one. This track is called Fanfare.
Mein Haus ist dein Haus.
Mein Haus ist dein Haus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, well, this was a bit of a naughty one called Bare Hand by R. Rose. And before that, we had Bjorn Sveen with Sacrificial Dance Remix. And before that, it was Andy Stott with Time Away. So it's a beautiful, quiet track that just gives me so much, I don't know, quietness and space. It's just, it's really for nighttime-ish as per usual. And let's go on with the next track. Also very beautiful, quiet one by a Singaporean artist called Chin, who I've played several times on the pod. And it's called This Is What You Drew While You Were Half Asleep. Here we go. Thank you.
my house and your house.
Thank you.
Oh yes, that dubby feeling. It's just relaxing, isn't it? So yeah, this was Paul, German guy, with a track called Silverfish. I mixed a record for a Finnish artist called Islaya, who used to live in Berlin, like me. And I was very excited to hear that Paul was gonna master this record. So yeah, a little anecdote. And here's another Andy Stott track. It's called Leaving.
My house and your house. Mit hus i dit hus. Mit hus i dit hus.
Yeah, so speaking of, this was Islaya with the Pulpit Rising from her new album Angel Tape. She just played in Aarhus actually, and also at Fanø Free Folk Festival. Yeah, about to, you know, round this little session up. I hope you had some good experiences with your ears, that your ears were happy. And yeah, it's a joy and a pleasure to play music for you. I just love diving into all kinds of electronics